Starcasting to you from the City of Angels. Hello, everyone. I'm Karis. Thank you so much for being here and listening to the Voice of Astrology podcast. This is your astrology cosmic superpower for the week beginning Sunday, April 28th through Saturday, May 4th, 2024. Let's journey together with astrology and explore how to connect with the stars, the planets, the energies for our new week ahead. The enchanting night sky at the end of this April and into May brings us Venus, the Queen of Heaven, becoming too close to the Sun for observation. So it appears as though Venus has disappeared from the sky. She hasn't, and she will re-emerge as an evening star this coming July 2024. Also during this late April, the planets Mars and Saturn, the greater and lesser malefic, they shine above the eastern horizon every morning before sunrise. If you look to the west during twilight, you will see our kingly planet Jupiter lying low near the Pleiades star cluster. Mercury the messenger returns to the morning sky this May. Sunday, April 28th, do the best you can to pace yourself. What's happening here is that we've got the moon in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter doesn't know when to quit, doesn't recognize limitations and boundaries, making a square aspect of action to Mars in Pisces, which is also ruled by Jupiter. The moon in Sagittarius makes a square aspect of action to Neptune in Pisces. This is a lot of over-the-top energy with what it is that you desire, what it is that you want. This is the moon, and there's a lot of emotion, Pisces, backing it up. Pace yourself there, because along with these aspects, we also have Mars in Pisces, Mars being action, making a conjunction to Neptune in Pisces. So this blending of fire and water, which creates steam, passion, the energy to get things done, is over the top, to say the least. Now, with Mars in Pisces making a conjunction to Neptune, and the moon and Sag making that square to Mars and Pisces and Neptune, we cannot make the clearest and best decisions if we are feeling irritable and drained of energy, because it's just so much. Monday, April 29th, we have Venus entering her castle, her domicile, her home sign of fixed Earth, Taurus. When Venus is in her natural placement, this is where the job of Venus, what she is here to do, functions, performs at its best and most effective. The planet Venus is your capacity, ability to be happy, to enjoy life, to feel pleasure, gladness, and joy. The planet Venus is this. There is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. What the planet Venus is not is the latest shopping trip, the latest novelty and new thing, the latest thing that keeps you entertained and distracted from your unhappiness for the moment, and then when the newness has worn off, you're back to being unhappy again. This is not the planet Venus functioning at her best. Your happiness is an inside job. It's completely under your control. You have the power, the cosmic superpower, to decide that you are going to be happy. Make yourself happy no matter what is going on the outside world. If you are unhappy and miserable It's your own damn fault, because you have that power, the power you were born with. Irrespective of where Venus is in your astrology chart, you were born with the self-generating happiness capacity and power. When Venus enters her castle, her home sign of Taurus, this is highlighting, putting a spotlight for us on the essential importance of being happy in your life. Venus in Taurus is the happiness and joy of all of the sensations, your body, fragrance, sound, music, the beautiful sights to see, like looking at the cosmos, the night sky, the ocean, nature, Taurus ruling over Gaia, Mother Nature, animals, all of it. Venus in Taurus is a reminder of being pleased, laughter, amusement, everything in life that brings this richness and what makes life worthwhile. Venus is people, relationships. It's wonderful to be happy, but when we share pleasure and happiness, it's that much more deep and rich. So Venus in Taurus, when we go into this springtime season, the Venus in Taurus is that reminder of be happy just for the sake of being happy. And nothing on the outside world has the power over you to make you unhappy unless you give it that power. When you are born whole with a complete capacity to be happy and experience and be joy. As an astrologer, people, clients tell me everything. Horrendous stories of childhood that, believe me, one, you can't wrap your mind around it, and trust me, I hear it all. Now, if someone is born into a situation where the childhood was horrific, the child is born whole, then horrific circumstances take place. The client, as an adult, with me, what they are seeking, what they are trying to put back into place as an effort towards wholeness is the capacity to be happy. What was stolen from them or taken from them was the joy, the happiness. So when you are seeking in life or looking for something, the latest distraction that gives you pleasure for a little bit, and then what's the next new thing? Know that if this relates to you, what it is that you're searching and seeking is what you always had to begin with. You were born with it, which is simply to be happy, Venus, as a state of being. It's not a getting of something. It's just a state of this is who you are. You're happy, irrespective of outside circumstances, outside control, outside influences. So when we look at Venus in Taurus, which is your natural nature, Taurus being Gaia, Mother Earth, it is a reminder with Venus at home in Taurus that you are always happy to begin with. It's a part of who and what you are. You're supposed to be happy and enjoy your life. You were born with it. Don't ever let anything or anyone take your happiness. Don't give that to them, because happiness is your birthright, your inheritance. And this beautiful Venus in Taurus is yet again another reminder of that. Newborns and babies are born happy. They're happy by nature. So you don't have to get or do anything to be happy. It's more about remembering that it's your natural state of being as a human being and a soul. Tuesday, April 30th, we have Mars, the warrior planet, entering his home sign. Mars goes home to his castle in the sign of Aries. Now, with Mars entering Aries, Mars is right action at its best when it is home in cardinal fire Aries. Now, Mars in Aries and Mars in Scorpio can get a bad rap in astrology because that's their home strongest placement. But quite to the contrary, when Mars is in Aries, Mars does everything to keep the peace. Mars in Aries does not seek out conflict, war, violence. Mars in Aries understands very completely what the consequences of fighting, what that means. So Mars in its home sign, Mars in Aries, is about when to take action, when not to take action. Mars in Aries, which is fire cardinal, wants to lead, wants to take action in getting something new done in your life, like making it a point to be happy, for instance. So the Mars entering Aries, yes, is a wonderful placement for getting things done that are necessary. Make the appointments, set up the job interviews. It's great for health and exercise, dance, physicality. Mars also rules over the muscles. It's the male activating principle in life. Mars in Aries is that feeling of accomplishment, being a winner. So visualization and meditation and knowing the intention of what it is that you want and what you're trying to achieve, that's wonderful. But unless we do something about it, unless we take action, it just stays in the realm of we're thinking and visualizing about it. Mars in Aries is the taking of action to accomplish what it is that you're trying to accomplish. The Mars in Aries is very exciting and joyful. It's fire. Fire is that enthusiasm, that action to making peace, not war. Again, Mars in its home sign of Aries and Scorpio, they will do anything possible to avoid conflict. Understanding as a Mars energy what the consequences of conflict and violence, what that really means. So the Mars entering Aries in your life is a new action to make peace, to resolve conflict, not to stir the pot. So with Venus going home to Taurus, which is your natural state of being that you were born with, which is happiness, Mars in its home placement in Aries is the right action in the sense of let's make peace, not war. We know the consequences of what that means. Mars in Aries is also great for health. It's springtime, and if you've put off taking action with the vitality, the energy, this is all Mars in Aries. Also, Aries rules over the blood, not just the muscle, but also the life force, the blood, the color red, which symbolizes energy and life force. Then this Mars going home to Aries is a fabulous placement and a reminder to do those things for yourself. And when you self-care and when you know you're doing things that are good for your health and the body, then that certainly brings in a feeling of it makes you feel good, mind, body, and soul. Wednesday, May 1st, happy Beltane, happy May Day, we have the fourth quarter moon at 11 degrees Aquarius. So we are now moving from fourth quarter to new moon. The fourth quarter, 11 degrees Aquarius, is a new way of thinking, a new attitude. The 11 degrees Aquarius is a state of mind and communication. 11 Aquarius brings in a Gemini influence, which is that state of exploration, asking questions, wanting to learn new things, to travel, to discover, to explore. Fourth quarter to new moon cycle is the preparation of where is the next trip you would like to go to? What is the next class, workshop, perhaps you want to take? It's the preparation, fourth quarter to new moon, of how you want to feed your mind, the thoughts, the ideas, the concepts. 11 degrees Aquarius, which of course with Aquarius is all about how and where are we thinking and going in the future. I love the moon in Aquarius on this day, making a sextile aspect of opportunity to Chiron in Aries. So a new way of thinking about healing, health, wholeness, who and what you are, what it is that you stand for, is the moon on May 1st making a sextile to Mercury in Aries and also the Chiron in Aries. These aspects with the moon in Aquarius, they emphasize how much positive thinking and seeing the glass half full as opposed to half empty, how important this is as well for that full, total state of health and wholeness. Thursday, May 2nd, we have Pluto, the planet of transformation, stationing retrograde. So Pluto retrograde is going back to the drawing board, so to speak, in the sense of what greater freedoms and independence you will and are creating in your life. We also have the moon entering the sign of mutable water, Pisces, ruled by Jupiter. And I love the reception we're having this day with the moon in Pisces, making an aspect, a sextile aspect, to Venus, now at home in Taurus. This moon-Venus reception is not only great for romance, love, but it is also a fabulous aspect for negotiating some really sweet deals, if that's what you're doing on this day. Nice money aspect here. Friday, May 3rd, we've got the moon in Pisces making a sextile aspect to the sun in Taurus, and then the moon in Pisces makes a conjunction to Saturn in Pisces. So the moon, which is what you want in Pisces, very emotional about it. The moon in Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is the expansion, the increase that you seek. With these aspects to the sun and Saturn, this is the energy of being fully determined to achieve your goal, 101%. So when you are clear about that goal, the moon with aspects to the sun in fixed Earth Taurus and Saturn in Pisces is forthrightness in the sense of it's going to happen, you believe it happens, and when the belief and the action, Mars in Aries, and the fortitude, the determination, sun and fixed Earth Taurus is there, think of it this way, there's just no stopping you with these aspects on this day. Saturday, May 4th, we still have the moon in Pisces making a sextile aspect to Uranus in Taurus, a sextile aspect to Jupiter, its ruler in Taurus, and the moon in Pisces makes a conjunction to Neptune in Pisces. This is the energy backing up the dream, the vision, what it is that you see very clearly about the future. And then the moon entering Aries later on in the day on the 4th is this beginning, taking the lead and starting something new. The moon in Aries will also make a sextile aspect to Pluto in Aquarius, and the moon in Aries will make a conjunction to Mars in Aries, at home in Aries. This is a lot of power. This is a lot of caring and invention. As far as looking through things with a different perspective, a different lens that can solve the problem and the conflicts, perhaps in your personal life and also on the stage of the world. Whatever you may be going through in your life, hang in there. It's going to work out. You'll see things have a way of working out. Have a fabulous week, everyone, and I will see you all in the stars.